Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He's a three-time World Series champ himself, the 1989 World Series MVP, the great Dave Stewart, with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Dave, we appreciate the time as always. How you doing these days?
Man, I'm doing okay. I'm struggling every day to figure out what's on the agenda because it seems like I keep doing the same thing every day. So I'm doing all right. How about you?
D-Stew, man, you scared me. I thought you had that Rona, bro. You straight?
I'm good now, man. I didn't know I was going to be at the time, but I'm good now, man. It's a scary experience, and I'm sure that the people that actually got it, I mean, it was a lot worse for them, but I got to tell you what, man, for about 3 weeks, it was not a good experience for me at all.
Well, we're glad to hear you're doing a lot better, and we always appreciate your time on the show. Thank you so much. The topic today is a simple one, but it has many, many layers and many, many answers. We're going through the greatest sports moments in Bay Area history. You were a part of so many during your time with the A's. When we ask you about the greatest sports moments, it might not be your number one, but what comes to mind? What comes to mind when we ask you that question?
Greatest sports moment?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. No doubt about it. It was winning that 89 World Series. There's no doubt about that being the greatest moment. You know, for me, and I think for my teammates as well, I think we were all probably, if we're in the same room, we'd all say the same thing.
Obviously a crazy time in Game 3 when the earthquake hits. You guys were already up 2-0, having won the first two at home, and it ends up being more than a week delay. And then you come back, and you get to start Game 3 because obviously you had plenty of time to rest up. What was that like going back to Candlestick to resume Game 3 some 7 or 8 days after the quake?
You know, it felt a little different. You know, the biggest question for each and every last one of us is – or was at that time, is it the right time to come back and play, or should we play? And there had been talk about canceling the World Series after the earthquake, and so, you know, it was circulating that we might not do it. And then once it was decided we were going to play, then you have to, you know, mentally prepare yourself to play the game. And physically, we were ready to play because we had left the Bay Area. We went to Arizona to train and play simulated games against each other. And so we were ready in that capacity. But I think the emotional part of it was the biggest thing to overcome. So for me, I think it was I felt perfectly fine once the first pitch was made, but before there were obviously a lot of emotions.
D-Stu, when you think about just your illustrious career and things that you've seen, people talk about, you know, Madison Bumgarner, the game he had against Kansas City. We talk about the catch, you know, Clark in Montana. People talk about Ricky Henderson, you know, the third base against the Yankees, the stealing of the base. What are some of the, when you talk about just the Bay Area, just as you being a sports type of figure, being a sportsman as well, what are some of the moments that you feel that were huge in the Bay Area, including some of your better performances?
Well, in the Bay Area, you know, I've been around, grew up and was born and raised there. And, you know, I grew up watching the Raiders when they were over at Frankie O'Field, which is now Laney College. And so, you know, I remember great moments, and they all surrounded George Blanda, quite frankly, making last-minute kicks, field goals, and then on the other side of it, from the quarterback side of it, leading the Raiders to some tremendous victories. The Warriors in the time of Al Attles, and when those guys were winning games, Sleepy Floyd and Larry Smith, watching those guys play. The 72, 73, and 74 Oakland A's championships. And then obviously, though we were only able to win one World Series, it was a great run for us through that period of time from 86 when I first joined the team and the team was a sub-500 team to 87 when we were a 500 team to 88 making it to the World Series. And even though it didn't turn out like we wanted it to turn out, you know, it was just a tremendous effort and a tremendous task on the front office staff and the ownership to put together a team that 2 years before 88 was a sub-500 team. Acquiring Tony La Russa and Dave Duncan and bringing them there to manage those teams. And I think right at the time when Tony was getting ready to hit his stride as a manager, there are so many moments. And mostly, you know, around, like you said, Lo, the sports franchises in the Bay Area. And now, you know, even greater pride in the Warriors teams that have been playing not necessarily this year, but in the 3-4 years prior to this year. So there have been some great moments in the Bay Area.
The great Dave Stewart, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. One of my favorite things about working with Lo is that we can all remember some of the biggest moments and the biggest plays he was a part of. It's something we all share. But when we really dig down and he tells stories about moments that you don't remember from highlight reels because they might not have been big games or they might not have been big games in the eyes of many, those stories are some of the best. For you personally, talking about the World Series wins, that's something a lot of people can share. But when you dig deep and you think about moments that most people might not remember or might not have even noticed, is there anything that comes to mind? Maybe it's a regular season game at some point in June or anything that stands out as a great moment for you that might not resonate like a World Series win would.
No, all of the great moments, quite frankly, they took place in our clubhouse. we had some tremendous guys. I mean, you know, when you put together a team and Dave Parker is a part of it, then you're going to be some great moments. And I would tell you this, that Dave Parker stirred it. He kept it stirring, you know, moments in the clubhouse or team flights, the nicknames that he had for some of my teammates. You know, Terry Steinbach was home plate face. And Willie McGee was swimming. Willie McGee, because his lips were always wet, he called him swimming pool mouth. I mean, there were just great, great moments. Dave, there was a time when Dave Henderson, and everybody knew Dave Henderson had the little gap in his mouth between his teeth, and Parker had Dave in the middle of the clubhouse and they were going at it, and they were throwing some pretty good shots at each other. And then Parker, man, he says, "Man, I don't even know why we have a grounds crew." He says, "All we have to do is put chalk in your mouth and have you spit it out and go down the line, and that'll be the line." So, I mean, there were just great moments that led to the looseness of the club, and you know, a loose clubhouse, Lo, you know, it makes for a dangerous clubhouse. Dave Parker was that guy for us.
I'm so glad you mentioned that because we lost Roy Steele earlier this week, the great public address announcer. And so earlier this morning I went and punched up Roy Steele, introducing the 1989 teams for the World Series. And that lineup you had, Stu, Ricky Henderson, Carney Lansford, Ken Seiko, Parker hits fourth, Hendu fifth, Mark McGuire hitting sixth, then it's Steinbach. Oh, by the way, Tony Phillips is your eight hitter, and Walt Weiss. Is this one of the more underrated World Championship teams, batting orders in baseball history?
Well, I think so. I mean, that was a dangerous lineup, and I mean, the opposition, they knew when they faced us that there were no easy outs, and that lineup that you just ran down, I mean, there was hitters from top to bottom. Walter Weiss was a tough out, and people might say, well, he's hitting ninth. Ninth, he was a tough out. Tony Phillips, I believe that year, hit 20. He may have hit 15 to 20 home runs that year. And then when you look at Ricky Henderson in the leadoff spot, he was the ultimate dangerous and could beat you in any way. If you walk him, you know, he steals second, steals third, scores on a ground ball. If you make a mistake, shoot, he hits the ball out the ballpark. Connie Lansford was a perfect second hitter, could hit behind any runner. Dave Henderson, another 20 home run guy. I mean, if you go through that lineup, anybody would tell you that it was not a lineup that they wanted to face.
He's a three-time World Series champion and the 1989 World Series MVP, but he's a gentleman as well, and that might be the most important thing to take away from this. The great Dave Stewart, kind enough to join Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Dave, we appreciate the time. It's great to catch Dave up. We're glad you're doing well. Thank you so much for coming on.
And thanks for having me.
Hey, Dave, you going to take me and the boys out on the boat? You still got the big yacht, brother?
Oh,
me and Joe and Dibs, can we come hang out with you in Diego, baby?
Man, when you bring yourself down here, man, you know you always got a free trip.
Man, we got it. I'm coming to see you, brother. Love you, boy.
All right, man.
Thanks, Dave.
Love you, too. Take care, y'all.
What kind of boat? Have you ever gone out with him before?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. He's got friggin' the yacht. He can...
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.